All right. Hey, good morning. Man, it's a beautiful Wednesday morning. June 6, 2018. This is the WBBF call. That stands for We Build Brighter Futures. Boy, man, this year is flying by. So I hope that whatever you did at the beginning of the year, the goals that you wrote down, that they're coming to for you. If they're not, now is a great time to revisit those goals and let's adjust the game plan. Let's tweak the game plan. I hope you've been, and one thing I big thing I learned coming to this organization is to write your goals down every single day. That takes work, that takes discipline, but it's well worth it. You know, something magical happens when you put your goals on a piece of paper. A few months back, Paul Roberts suggested to us that we write down 10 goals. And I said, okay, cool, I'll do that. Not a problem. Not knowing that when I started doing that, what it was going to do to me. When I started writing those goals down, man, something just triggered in my mind that said, I got to make this happen. You know, it's a goal of mine. It's something I want to accomplish. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but just by writing the goals down, my mind is starting to think and become active and figure out ways to get over hurdles and accomplish it. So I hope your year is going the way you want it to go. If it's not, that's okay. It happens to everybody. Now's the time to get with your growing up line. Talk about what you laid out at the beginning of the year, and let's figure out if it's happening. Let's do more of what caused it to happen. If it's not happening, hey, let's look at it and adjust and figure out a game plan going forward because we can make this happen. We can accomplish anything we set our minds to. You've heard that many a times, but it's truly possible in this organization, in this family. So let's talk to your growing up line. Get yourself on their calendar once a week, twice a week, three times a week, however often you can bug them, but set a time to get with them and let's figure out a time to talk about and be creative and figure out how we're going to get you to that end goal. Whether your end goal is becoming a key leader this year, and become an agency manager, district manager, EVP, whatever it is, let's make it happen this year, guys. So the WBBF call, we do this every Wednesday and Thursday morning from 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. for those new people on the call today. Today we're going to talk about the 8 steps to success, and we're going to go over the phone script. Tomorrow I'll be talking about how I use the ATM presentation to control the meeting and to help myself and help me walk out of the home with an application and check in hand. When I first started in this organization, I took advantage of all the training calls. I took advantage of every single WBBF call because what you're going to get is you're going to get little gold nuggets from all the leaders who are successful. You jump on this call, you're going to hear from Iron Mike Rodriguez. You're going to hear from 10K Dante. You're going to hear from the man we call G-Shock, and new and upcoming leaders. You're going to hear them and how they operate. A lot of it's going to sound the same, but they might say something that you pick up on that you're like, wow, that changed my business right there. Wow, now every time I go in the home, I don't get that objection anymore. Or I don't hear this on the telephone when I'm setting appointments. So I can't emphasize enough to tune into these calls, put it as part of your schedule. If you're doing this business full time, you should be on all the training calls, WBBF, TWC, activity call, product call. There should be no excuses. It should be in your calendar. If you don't know what times they are, you know, send me a message. I have this laid out in a spreadsheet to where I can just email you and you can put it on your wall and you know it's on your calendar. Before I get started, I'm going to talk about the 8 steps. We're not going to get through everything because time's limited. Right this week, man, This week is on fire. Paul Roberts is doing a Texas tour. Monday night he was in San Antonio. Tuesday night, last night he was in McAllen, Texas. And it's been so exciting seeing these pictures on band, on the Roberts Rockstar Band group. Boy, great job to San Antonio group. Great job to the McAllen group for packing the house for Paul, getting new people in front of him. We still have an opportunity to invite people to Laredo tonight. Paul and G-Shock are going to be in Laredo. So run some ads. People will respond if you put an ad on Craigslist today. Throw something on Facebook. Talk to the person in Starbucks line or at McDonald's, wherever you go, and invite people to get in front of Paul Roberts. You don't want to miss out on this opportunity. Invite people to Katy, Texas tomorrow. Guys, the rock stars are taking over Texas. So get people in front of Paul. It will explode your business. He's an exciting, fun guy, big heart, wants to help everybody, and it will help you and your business. I promise you, there is another Paul Roberts out there. There is another Stephen Davis. Man, I was on the computer this morning looking at the family reunion coming up. I promise you, there's another Diane Lampe out there that will go make $1 million in 1 year. There's another Jeremy Patton out there. There's other leaders out there waiting for this opportunity. So don't be shy. Don't be selfish on share this opportunity with everybody. We never know who's going to take advantage of it, whether they're making good money now, whether they appear on the outside to be taken care of, or whether they're not making money and they're looking for a family to change their life. This is for everybody. I thank Andy Albright every single day for building this business, for building this organization, to allow me to take part of it. It's very simple. Anybody can do it. I want to make sure everybody knows about the family reunion that's coming up. Get your tickets now. It's July 19th through the 22nd. Like I said, I was on there looking at the video about the family reunion. It was showing the last event we went to. We had Paul Roberts on stage dancing like Michael Jackson. Stephen Davies flying across stage doing some kind of dance. Man, that got me fired up. I can't dance, but it feels like I can go out there and go make something happen now. We have a lot of fun, but it's more than that. This family reunion coming up, it's going to change your business. I promise. Like Jeremy Patton says, if you go to this and you can look us in the eye afterwards and say, this did not impact me, I am now, if you look at me and say, oh, no, you know, yeah, this was all right, but it didn't help me. I'm not a new person. I promise you're going to walk out of there as a new person. You're going to connect with somebody that will change your life. You're going to hear information that will explode your business. So going to the family reunion will accelerate your business 6 months ahead. So if you're really serious about, hey, I need something that's going to catapult me, get to family reunion. If your finances are tight, let's talk. We can make it happen. We can get creative. A lot of us have been there to where finances were tight. We weren't sure how we were going to get to family reunion. We just knew we had to put it on our calendar. And things would happen. So if you really want to go, talk to me, talk to your growing up line, because we'll make it happen. We'll figure out a game plan to get you there. So coming into this business, there's a lot of new people on the call. Everybody always asks, hey, what's the first thing I need to do? Do I need to get my license? Do I need to get on NAA University? Leads, give me some leads. Before you do all that, take time to get to know Andy Albright. Take time to understand who this man is, where he came from, and where he's taken to us, where he's leading us in the future. I am completely open to this man leading my life. I'm completely open to it. Paul Roberts, Jeremy Patton, Tim Goad, and Andy Albright leading me to the future. Now, Andy would love to have a conversation with everybody, but he just doesn't have enough time. I mean, we all know that. There's not enough time in the day to talk to every single person coming into this business. Now, he will reach out to you. I promise you that. He'll notice what you're doing, and he'll give you a phone call at a random time of the day and say, hey, I just want you to know, I see what you're doing. Keep it up. Good job. But until that happens, pick up the 8 Steps book. This is the perfect way to get to know this man. It's like having a conversation with him face to face. As you read this book, you're going to say, man, I feel like I'm talking to Andy. So what the 8 Steps book is this is the way to become a better person, to control your life, to get the results that you want to get. If we do these 8 steps every single day, we're going to have success. We are going to have success. But we have to do them every single day. We can't just do parts of them. We can't do one here, you know, maybe step 4 on Tuesday, step 2 on Thursday. We have to do them every single day. And if you want to be honest with yourself, put these 8 steps on your wall every morning. Put them on your bathroom mirror, wherever is good for you to see them, and rate yourself from a 1 to 10. Say, hey, how did I do on reading today? How did I do on work? How did I do on attending all meetings? Was I on the TWC today? I was going through these before the call started, and I said, all right, time's limited. We have 30 minutes. I'm just going to pick out the most important ones to talk about. And so I started going through the list. I said, all right, number 1 is important. Number 2 is important. Man, number 3 is the most important. Number 4 is the most important. And before you know it, I was like, oh, these are all the most important. There's not one over the other that will help you get to where you want to be. So you got to follow them all. You have to put them to use. You have to implement them. Be intentional about doing this every single day. Everybody, step 1 is personal use. You're going to get asked in the home, do you own this policy for yourself? Do you have a Forester's policy? Even if you came into this business, already have life insurance, they're going to ask you, well, do you have a Forester's policy? I'm just curious because I wanted to know why you chose that company for me. And if you can't look them in the eye and say, yes, I do, that might hurt you. That might stop you from walking out of the home with an application. Even if it's a very small policy, doing a policy on yourself, it's going to do a few things. It's going to help the customer believe in you. When you can pull that policy out and say, hey, look, great decision you guys made. What's going to happen? They're going to mail you a policy that looks like this, and you pull yours out. When it gets to you, give me a call. I'm going to come back over, and we're going to sit down and make sure it all looks good. Doing a policy on yourself, it's going to help you understand how the process works from sending it into the office, from it following it through the approval stage to all the way it gets issued and gets paid out. You don't want to experiment on a lead or an actual client. Experiment on yourself. Get a small $5 a month policy. And experiment the system on yourself rather than doing it on a live client. And then what it's going to do, it's going to get you, if this is your very first policy, it's going to get you 10,000 points for Paris. There will be some people that won't go to Paris and Switzerland because there might be a $2,000 difference from them qualifying. Bonus points, take advantage of them all. It could be the difference between you going and not going, especially new people. New people, you got to hit all the bonus points. We want you in Paris. I went on my first trip this year. I'm never missing another one again. It's unexplainable. I can try to explain it to you, but unless you're there, walking in, going through the hotel, looking in like, man, I'm here with the top of the top. Take advantage of the bonus points to get to Paris and Switzerland. Step two, work. That's the key here. When we're talking to new people, I heard Andy say this yesterday. When we're talking to new people coming into this business, let's not sugarcoat it for them. Let's say, hey, look, you can make the world of this business if you put in the work. Now, our work is not hard. It's picking up the phone. We'll get through this together. But just know you got to put in the work to make this happen. It's not something that's going to come to you and you're going to be able to sit in your underwear on the couch and you start getting income going in your bank account on a daily basis. But if we put the work in, if we follow our schedule, you're going to see success. So there is work in this business. It's not hard. It's being on the phone, it's showing up to the customer's house. That's our work. Number three, listening. I was given advice when I finished up school, got my very first big boy job, entered the workforce. Uncle of mine said, "Hey, Phil, it's cool you got this nice job. I recommend, man, the first year, don't say anything. Just be quiet, observe, and learn. Be a great listener. Don't walk in and think you're the big stuff and you know it all because you don't. Go in and just listen to what everybody tells you. In this business, listen to everybody. Listen to G-Shock. Listen to Paul Roberts, Jeremy Patton, Jacob and Kelly Kern, Mike Rodriguez, Jeremy Patton. Listen to everybody and then take what they tell you and apply it. You don't have to do it all. But if Paul says jump right, boy, I'm jumping right. If he says jump left, I'm jumping left. I've done that from the day I came in to now. I don't always understand what he says, but I said, "Oh, he must be saying this for a reason. He's pretty successful. So let me go ahead and say it, or let me go ahead and do it." And I know he's being coached by the best out there, Andy Albright. So he's not going to tell me anything silly. So when we're coming into this business, be humble, listen, and just do it. Just know we're doing this because it's going to put everybody in a better position. Read, step four. Well, you got to read to fill your mind. You got to read to replenish yourself, to refill your tank. We go out there and we spend so much energy on a daily basis. We drain ourselves mentally and physically. I know personally when I start getting down, maybe a little bit discouraged, I'm not getting the results I want to get. I know it's time to before I typically I read at night before I go to bed. I'll stand up for 15 minutes because I know if I sit down on the bed, I'm going to fall asleep. So I'll stand up and read. That way it forces me to read. But if I feel like I need to pick up a book during the day to refill my tank, I go ahead and go into my bag and pick up a book. Reading is not just out there to say, "Oh, cool, I read. I'm a leader now." No, it's there to refill your tank. It's there to, after you talk to somebody and you pour your emotions into them and knowledge into them, or you go to a client's house and you spend all this energy, pick up a book and refill that tank. That's the only way we can do it. Step five, attend all meetings. I just talked a little bit about family reunion. The hot spot, we need you. The people there need you. You need the people, whether you're having a good week or a bad week. Show up to the meetings, hang out with the family, get to know people. The family reunion's coming up. Attend all meetings is not just a hot spot and family reunion. Attend all meetings is the conference calls we have every week, the TWC, we should be watching this live. This is not something that we want to watch later in the day as a recording. Now, if you have a job and it stopped you, you can't get on the phone or get on the TV and watch this, then watch the recording. But if you have your schedule open on Wednesday at 11:30 Central, get on this live. The reason is because most people say, oh, I'll watch the recording later. We get so busy, we don't do that. Just be honest with yourself. So watch it live. The product call, the activity call, we do specific team training calls. So these are the meetings that we got to plug into to attend, especially when you're brand new. Plug into these because it's going to help you. There's a learning curve in this business. The more you plug into this, the training, the more you plug into the TWC, the more you learn at the beginning, you show up to the office, you go to the hotspots, you're going to get past that learning curve so much faster. I always tell people, hey, you're going to suck at the beginning. It's going to take about 10 appointments to kind of understand how these ATM presentations work. The more you show up to the meetings, the more you get on the calls, the faster you're going to have success with us. So don't take these lightly. Don't think, oh, hey, it's just another meeting like I have at my job. I can be late to that, or I'm going to go and I'm going to be doing other stuff. I'm going to be on my computer while they're talking. No, plug in, take notes. It's going to help you have success. Be teachable, be accountable, communicate with a positive mental attitude. Being teachable relates to listening. Being teachable relates to being humble, being open. Forget everything. Well, don't forget everything you've experienced in the past, but accept what we're coaching you on with an open mindset, an open attitude. If you find, like, really listen to how you're responding to coaching. Like if Paul Roberts says to me, hey, Phil, say this in the home next time you go in, and you won't get that objection. I'm going to say, yes, sir. I'm not going to say, okay, well, the reason I was doing it was because, I felt I needed to say this, or, I wanted to say this part. That's not being teachable. It's, yes, sir, I'll do it. All right, sounds good. And then I'm going to implement it on my next opportunity. So be aware. Some people think they're being teachable, but they're not. You got to be teachable in this business. You got to be accountable. The being accountable leads into our phone script. Really, when you start dialing, the phone script is simple. You're going to say a few words. They're going to say a few words. You're going to set the appointment. Or you're going to say a few words. They're going to say a few words. They're going to give you an objection, and then you need to say something in response to that. You're going to only get three or four objections on the phone ever. You just got to understand how to respond to them. So dialing is simple. Setting appointments is simple. Get out of your own way. Get out of your own thoughts. Don't care about if I set the appointment or not. What really it comes down to is being accountable to your schedule. The people who are successful in this business, I guarantee you, you can go to them, ask them, what are they doing? And they'll tell you, every Thursday from 9 to 11, I'm dialing. Every Thursday from 1 to 3, I'm dialing. Every Thursday from 6 to 9, I'm dialing. And that's what's making me successful. They're not going to say, well, I'm using this technique on the phone. It's like the best phone script ever. It don't come down to that. We don't really care what you say on the phone. You'll pick it up. It's holding yourself accountable to the schedule that you set for yourself. Now, you can come to me and any of the leaders in this organization and say, Phil, I need some help with my schedule. This is what I have going on in life. Will you help me create a schedule? Whatever that is that you create for yourself, you got to hold yourself accountable. We're not going to be looking over your shoulder and making sure you're dialing. We're not going to be looking over your shoulder, making sure you're hitting the quota. It don't come down to that. It comes down to holding yourself accountable. You want to do this business. Set a schedule that's realistic, whether it's part-time or full-time, and be accountable. Don't let anything get in the way. Don't let a kid's ball game get in the way. Don't let cleaning the house. Don't let other meetings get in the way. Don't let somebody calling you, thinking it's an emergency, get in the way. Like, protect your dial time. Set your dial time, specific time, you know, a specific day of the week, specific times of that day, and protect it like no other. If you want to have success in this business, you should be on the phone either setting appointments or interviewing and hiring people. I tell myself, hey, if I'm not on the phone, I'm not working this business. So I'm either setting appointments or I'm hiring people. I'm doing interviews. I have to protect my dial time when I'm setting my appointments. We give ourselves one day a week to dial, and that sets us up for $5,000 to $20,000 in premium for the rest of the week. So you have to, that is the most important part of our week, is dialing. I don't care what else is going on. You got to communicate with your family. Say, hey, look, sit down with your family together and come up with a schedule. Say, hey, I talked to Phil. I talked to Kelly. I talked to George. Talked to Paul, Jeremy. This is the schedule they recommended from their experience. Now, hey, honey, I want to sit down and run it by you because I want to make sure we're all on the same page. And nothing gets in this way, because if we're trying to hit our goals and be successful, provide for our kids like we say we want to do, I have to protect, you know, Paul Roberts tells me I have to protect my dial time, so I got to do it. Once you do that, the dialing, the setting appointments will be easy. It don't matter what kind of leads we dial. It don't matter what city we're running. All leads are good. All cities are good. You just have to get out there and do it. It's proven because people are out there doing it right now. So let me go through a phone script a couple times. I know we're running short on time. I'm calling a mortgage protection lead. This is an A lead. If it's a rework lead, you're brand new, you're starting on rework leads to get some practice, great. If you got rework leads and your mix of leads to call, perfect. It's all the same. You just have to tweak it a little bit. So, say, ring, ring. Hello? Mark? Hey, Mark, this is Philip. I'm calling from the Mortgage Protection Center, and I'm getting back to you and Charante about a form that was filled out, sent into our office. Looks like you wanted some information about protecting that loan that you just got. Does that ring a bell? Yeah, okay, yeah, we filled that out. Yeah, we just wanted some information. Okay, great, Mark. Hey, it's just my simple job to get this out to you. I'm going to be helping about 20 families this weekend in your area. Just need to know what day is better for you and Charante to be around the house, Saturday or Sunday? Well, Saturday's pretty busy. We got ball games. Okay, so it sounds like Sunday's better. Yeah, Sunday's good. Okay. Hey, on Sunday, do you prefer the earlier or later part of the day? Let's go with early. Okay, great. Let me take a look. I got a 10 or 11:30 open on Sunday. What time is better? What time are you and Charante typically around the house? Let's go with 10. All right, awesome. Hey, so I'm going to put us down for Sunday at 10. Let me just check that address, 123 Main Street. Is that where you guys still are? Yep. Okay, and that's in Dallas, Texas, right? Yep, awesome. Hey, now I do have GPS. Sometimes that gets me lost. Is that address pretty easy to find? Oh, yeah, it's pretty easy. Okay. Are there any major landmarks or businesses in the area? There's a water tower down the street. Okay, from that water tower, what's the fastest way to get to your house? You take a left and then a right, and then we'll be on the right-hand side. Okay, awesome. Now, is this a gated community? No gate? Okay. And that address, the 8613, is that on the house or the mailbox? It's on the curb? Okay, awesome. Hey, I got us down for Sunday at, what we say, 10 o'clock? Yeah, 10 o'clock, okay. If you could let Charante know that we set up this time so she doesn't schedule anything or she's not caught off guard when I show up. Okay, yeah, awesome. And my name is Philip. If you want to go ahead and write that down, I'll be by Sunday at 10. We'll get this information out to you, and I'll be out of your way. All right, sounds good. All right, Mark, you have a great day. I'll see you Sunday at 10. So that's pretty much it. We just do that over and over and over. You want to know the way to get to Paris? You do that over and over and over, and you show up to the appointment no matter what. I don't care if I set the appointment or I don't set the appointment. I don't care what they say to me on the phone. If they give me objections, I know I have to respond a certain way. I don't really care about the results. I don't care the outcome. I just know I have to go through the motions of this business, and it will lead me to a $10,000 weekend. So don't be too concerned about, man, are they going to yell at me? What are they going to say to me on the phone? Who cares? Just pick up the phone and go through the motions. Don't worry about the results. That's like the advice I can give to everybody. Who cares if you make the sale, you don't make the sale? Who cares if you set the appointment, don't set the appointment? If you set the appointment, great. Say good job and pick up the phone and dial the next lead. If you don't set the appointment, say great, good job, pick up the phone and dial the next lead. So I hope this has helped at least one person today. If you have any questions, give me a call. I'm going to be around all day. I'm going to be dialing, inviting people to Laredo. I want to take advantage of Paul being in Laredo today, Katie tomorrow, because we will find the next Paul Roberts. We will find the next Jeremy Patton. Get on the phones. Talk to everybody, guys. Hey, I love you all. If you need me, my number is 903-647-5307. Give me a call. Would love to talk to you. Hey, I love you. Hope you have a great day. And I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.